Chazar zeichen nesher bracha chesu shuaga b'am Yehudim sechze kedushin daf samach tes. Zog the Mishnah, Tarfon says, Mamzerim can be purified in that they will not pass their psula onto the children's house. So if a mamzer marries a maidservant, the child is a slave and not a mamzer. If the child is then freed, he becomes a full-fledged Yehud and can marry even a regular Jewish girl. Rabbi Eliezer says, this child would be a slave and a mamzer. Fleck the Rabbi Tarfon means this can be done l'chadchila or n'bidiyevah. The Braisa says, Acham said to Rabbi Tarfon, you only found a method for a male mamzer, not for a female mamzeres. Now if he meant this can be done l'chadchila, why can't a mamzeres go ahead and marry a slave and in that way have her children born without the mamzer status? Since this wasn't suggested, it must be Rabbi Tarfon was suggesting this b'diyevah, not l'chadchila. Marissa says, no, it's not approved because a mamzeres marrying a slave will not accomplish anything because the child will have no legal relationship with the father and therefore will not be a slave, but will rather be given the status of a mamzer. Maybe we can bring a proof that it's even the l'chadchila from Rabbi Samloi, who told his host he found out his host was a mamzer. He said, had I known you before you were married, I could have prevented your child from becoming mamzer by marrying a maidservant, like Rabbi Tarfon said in the Mishnah. Now, if this may be done l'chadchila, it makes sense why he would have told him to do it. However, it can only be done b'diyevet. How could Rabbi Samloi have said that he would have told him to do this? Mara said it could be that Rabbi Samloi would have advised his host to steal something and then be sold as an eved ivri. And this way, there would be no issur for him to marry a maidservant. And in that way, it could even be done l'chadchila. In fact, in the times of Rabbi Samloi, there no longer existed the concept of an eved ivri. Therefore, it must be that he said that he would have advised him to marry the maidservant, which means that Rabbi Tarfon meant that it can be even done l'chadchila. Rabbi Yehuda, name of Shmuel, Paskin Taka like Rabbi Tarfon. Mishnah said, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Hareza Eved Mamzer. Zokti Mar Rabbi Eliezer said that the view of Rabbi Eliezer is based on the word loy in the pasuk regarding mamzer, which teaches that we always give the status of the child status of the child is always a mamzer. The Rabbanon, who argue, they say that this refers to the case of Yisrael who married a mamzeres. We would think that Yichas follows the father based on the pasuk of Mishpachaisim the Beis Avoisim. The word loy therefore teaches that the child gets the status of a mamzer even if it's the mother who is the mamzeres. Or the Ezra would say, just like loy tells us not to follow the pasuk of Mishpachaisim, the pasuk of loy, the word of loy, also teaches us not to follow the pasuk of Haisha Viladeo. Instead, the pasuk teaches that the child will still be a mamzer. The Rabbanon say that a slave cannot be a mamzer based on his father because he has absolutely no connection to his father at all. Hadenloch Perek Ha'omer. Perek Asor Yuchsin Perek Revi. Zok the Heilige Mishnah B'Siyata D'Shmaya. There are 10 groups of Yichas who went out from Bavel. Kahanim, Leviim, Israelim, Chalolim, Gerim, freed slaves, Mamzerim, Nesiim, Shtukim, and Asufim. Kahanim, Leviim, and Israelim may marry into each other. Leviim, Israelim, Chalolim, Gerim, and freed slaves may marry into each other. Gerim, freed slaves, Mamzerim, Nesinim, Shtukim, and Asufim may marry into each other. Shtukim, Zok the Mishnah, refers to anyone who knows his mother but doesn't know who his father is. Asufim refers to someone who's brought in from the street and therefore doesn't even know who his mother or his father is. Abishol would call Shtukim by the term Bidukim. Fractigamar, why does the Mishnah say that the people went up from Bavel instead of saying they went to Eretz Yisrael? Where it says the Mishnah is teaching us the concept that taught by a Braisa based on a Pasuk that the Beis HaMikdash was the highest point of Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is higher than any of the other lands. Fractigamar, it makes sense that the Beis HaMikdash was the highest point. The Pasuk says, but how do we know that Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the other lands? We learn from Sukkim that in the times of Mashiach, we will praise Hashem who has brought us up from all over the world to Eretz Yisrael. You see, Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the other lands. Based on this fact, the Gemara, why did the Mishnah say they went up from Bavel? Why couldn't it say they went up to Eretz Yisrael? Gemara says it supports Rabbi Elazar, who says that Ezra didn't go up from Bavel until he made sure that he left Bavel in a state of pure Yichas. We learned, Zok Gemara, that Abaye said the different groups went up on their own, willingly. Rava said they were taken up against their will. They argue in the teaching of Rabbi Elazar. Abaye does not hold a Rabbi Elazar, who says that they were forced to go up. And Rava says, Rava holds like Rabbi Elazar. We can also say that they really all agree with Rabbi Elazar. And Abaye holds that they were forcibly separated into these groups, but they all then went up willingly to Eretz Yisrael. Rava says they were forcibly separated into the groups and then forcibly went up to Eretz Yisrael. In fact, we learned that Rabbi Yehuda Neymar Shmuel said that Bavel has purer yichas than Eretz Yisrael. According to Abaye, makes sense because since these people went up willingly, their status got confused, and therefore in Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't as pure the yichas. However, according to Rava, since they were forced to go up, everyone knows who the people of the lower yichas were, so why wasn't Eretz Yisrael as pure as Bavel and yichas? Says, although it was known for that generation, it was forgotten in later generations. In fact, the Pasuk says that Ezra looked at the group that traveled along with him and looked for Leviim. According to Abaye, this makes sense because the people went up willingly, so Ezra didn't know who came up with him. However, according to Rava, he knew exactly who he took with him. Abaye says, why do you have to look to see where there were Leviim? Mar says, he only paid attention to the Pasuk people that went with him. He paid little attention to the people of pure Yichas and therefore didn't know if any Leviim had come with him. Mishnah said, Gehane Levi of Yisraeli. A pasuk mentions that these groups were among the people that went up, so that's how we know that they went up with them. Mishnah then said, who else went up with them? Chaloli, Geri, Vecharure. How do we know that they were Chalolim among them? So Abraisi says, Rabbi Yaisi said, we see from the Psukim how great the power of Chazaki is. The pasuk says that some of the families of Kahanim couldn't find their family trees showing pure Yichas, and they were therefore rejected. They were treated as Chalolim, and therefore they were allowed to eat Truma, but they were not allowed to eat Kachim. They were told that since they have a Chazaka allowing them to eat Truma, Because in Babel they ate truma, therefore they can eat truma in Eretz Yisrael now as well. In fact, why was there no concern that eating truma would lead people to think they have pure yichus, malin mitruma leyichus? But since Mara says, since they were not allowed to eat kodshim, that mistake would not happen. In fact, how does it show the power of chazok is great? Mara says in Babel they ate only truma derabbanan. In Eretz Yisrael they're even allowed to eat truma deraisa. That's how great chazok is. Is another teretz. We can also say that eating truma leads people to think that the kahanim are of pure yichus only when they're eating truma deraisa. But over here, even in Eretz Yisrael, they were only eating truma derabbanan. If so, for Gemara, how do we see that the power of chazaka is great? Where it says even though in Bovel they were allowed to eat truma, that may only be because there was no reason to be geyser for truma deraisa. There is no truma deraisa in Bovel. However, in Eretz Yisrael, we would think that since now is a reason to be geyser, maybe they shouldn't even be able to eat truma derabbanan. We therefore say that chazaka is so great that it allows them to continue eating truma derabbanan. The pasuk says that they were told that they may not eat kodesh hakodoshim, which suggests that they could eat all truma, even truma deraisa. Mora says they were told that they can't eat kodesh, referring to truma deraisa, and kodeshim, which refers to karbanos, like we see in Sukkim. Mishnah then said geyrei vacharurei. The chista learns from a pasuk that says that the pesach was eaten by all the people who had separated from the tumah of the goyim, which refers to geyrim and charurim.